Hola y bienvenido a Planeta Estela. Sarah Makhtari Fox grew up in Berkeley, California, and graduated from UC Santa Cruz in 2011. It was then that she decided to study Spanish with Estela in Peru, a decision that ultimately changed her life. She is currently the director of Proyecto Peru Inglés, an English language learning program in Cusco, Peru. So welcome, Sarah, and thank you for being here to share your stories.
Thank you.
So going back about 5 years, I think you were first interested in studying abroad right after you graduated from college, correct?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so what led you to choose Peru as your destination?
Well, I have finished college without doing a study abroad program, and my brother had done many and just always raved about how awesome they were. And I'd always wanted to learn Spanish and study abroad in Latin America. So I was going through different programs. I was looking at doing it through the university, but I didn't really want to have to stay attached to the university. It was much more expensive and just a lot more paperwork. And I stumbled
Okay.
upon Estela in a study abroad fair at my school. It was like, "You want to study abroad in Latin America and learn Spanish?" Like, yes, that's exactly what I want to do. So I was looking into the program, and I thought it'd be really cool to do a month in Argentina and Chile and then Peru. But being a recent college graduate, I did not have the money to afford the plane tickets to go between the three countries. So I narrowed it down to Peru, for one, being a less expensive country. And I ultimately chose Peru because I really wanted a genuine Latin American experience. And from what I heard about Chile and Argentina, it had still a lot more Spanish European influence in the country, and I had heard that Cusco in particular had a really strong connection to its Incan culture, and I really wanted to explore that.
Awesome. So which cities did you take classes at Estela in Peru?
I studied in Lima for 1 month and Cusco for 2 months.
Okay, so how are those two, like, although they're both still in Peru, how are they alike and different for students who maybe are trying to choose between both of them?
Oh man, the differences are drastic. Lima is huge. It's absolutely humongous. And it's definitely just big city lifestyle, lots of big towering buildings, lots of chain restaurants, but also really, really good food. If you're a foodie, you definitely want to spend some time in Lima and eat some ceviche. It's the best ever. Cusco, though it is also big, it's big in a different way. It's big and spread out. It's big in the mountains. It's like a cultural empire. There's so many different ways to explore, like Incan ruins, Incan cultures. The names of the streets are even in Quechua, so half of them I can't even pronounce. But you see a lot of the Spanish influence in Cusco, but also a lot of the Incan and pre-Incan cultures as well. In Lima, you don't really see too much of either. You see the Spanish influence in the churches, but other than that, it's just like a huge city anywhere.
Okay, how far apart are the two?
Oh man, well, it's like a 1 hour flight, but like a
Okay.
something hour bus ride because the
Ooh.
mountain takes a while to get to, so.
Right. So you said you studied in Lima for 1 month and Cusco for 2 months at
Yes.
Estela? Okay. And then you initially lived with a homestay in both locations, correct?
Yes.
And how did that living arrangement help you improve your Spanish?
Oh man, it made such a difference. I took Spanish in high school for a really long time, but never really practiced outside of it. I was really kind of nervous or shy about my accent, or for whatever reason, didn't want to actively practice my Spanish. But when you live in a homestay and you have dinner together every night, it's like if you don't want to practice, it's just going to be a very awkward dinner. So it kind of forces you to kind of let go of the nervousness and the anxiety that a lot of people have when learning a language,
Right.
especially in the beginning. And they're very helpful people. The host families, they've been doing this for a really long time, so they know how to speak slowly and how to encourage you, how to correct you without offending you. And it's just really sweet. It makes you feel more like you belong somewhere when you go to a country that's new and you know no one.
Right.
It's a really nice experience. The host family I had in Cusco, I lived with, actually with for about almost a month and a half, and since then have visited multiple times. It's really sweet because they have little kids. When I first came in 2011, the two sons were 13 and 9, and now they're like 16 and 12 or something. And it's kind of cool to have seen them sort of grow up over the years. You really get to feel like you're part of the family. If you want to have that relationship with them, they're almost more than willing to have that with you.
Yeah, that's awesome. So did going back to learning Spanish and kind of being nervous to talk, did you have anything embarrassing happen while you were learning Spanish in class?
Oh, man. So in class, outside of class, there are a lot of embarrassing moments. In class in particular, I just remember, like, because it gets pretty intense. Like, the classes in Micello, one of the great things about them is they're small. But when you're in it for, like, 2 hours and it's just, like, you and the teacher and maybe one or two other people, you know, it's a lot of pressure on you to keep talking and keep the conversation going. So a couple of times, especially in the really básico levels when you're really nervous, I think this happened maybe two or three times, but just out of frustration, I started crying in class. I can't remember how to conjugate the verb into the past tense. It's like, oh, God.
Especially so when you want to say something, too, and it just won't come out.
Yeah, it gets really frustrating, but I think those first few months of struggle just, like, they paved the way, because after you get the básico, once you're in, like, the pre-intermediate levels, it's a lot more easy, but those first few months, they're pretty difficult.
Oh, were your teachers pretty understanding?
Oh, yeah, of course. They were really, really
That's
sweet.
Good.
All of them were really, really nice. And this particular class was with Antonio and Lima, and they will probably remember. It was
a story to last his whole teaching career. So you must have improved quickly in your Spanish because you're living in Cusco now, right?
Yeah, definitely. Spending time and really living abroad has helped drastically. Meeting friends who speak majority only Spanish is a really good way to keep practicing, I think. I'm an English teacher now, and all I keep telling this to my students as well is, like, you can come to class as much as you want and study, but without actually practicing and talking and especially speaking with people, like native people, you won't necessarily learn the language as it's spoken. You'll learn it as it is in a book. But being abroad, being in Cusco or in Argentina or in Chile, it really, really helps actually learn the language.
So can you tell us how you ended up back in Cusco?
Yeah, well, I left Cusco in 2011 and went and got a job that I really enjoyed in the career that I had studied for in the university. But I just felt this, like, travel bug, this, like, longing to go back, not only to Cusco, but to Latin America in general. So I did a longer backpacking trip for about a year from Central to parts of South America. And in that, I stayed in Cusco another 3 or 3.5 months. And actually, the professor that I had in Isela gave me a job working at a cafe that he owned. So that really helped kind of set up a lifestyle there, not just being a student or not just being a traveler, but having a job and seeing how I could make it work. And from then, I really enjoyed Cusco in general and just decided I wanted to come back in December of 2014, and I've been here ever since.
That's awesome. So how did Proyecto Peru Ingles begin?
I came here, and because I worked with high school students in California, I wanted to continue doing something similar to teaching. So I decided to get my TEFL here at Máximo Nivel in Cusco. And from there, I met a friend who was teaching English at Proyecto Peru. It's really more known to be a Spanish school, but they have a small little piece that does English teaching here in hotels as well as private lessons. So I got hired, and within a few months, I got promoted to being the director, which has been really a cool experience as well. And I just really like it, so I think I'll stick around a little longer.
Yeah, that's awesome. So on the more fun side of things and not work-related, what are some of, like, your favorite trips that you recommend near Cusco?
Oh, man, there's so many. well, I definitely, obviously, Machu Picchu. But on the way, there's a really cool, really beautiful hot springs, natural hot springs called Santa Teresa. I think some of the treks pass it, like the Inca jungle trek or something passed through. But it's just really beautiful. It's right on the side of the river. It's really big, nice, warm pools. It's a nice way to relax. Also, a must-go-to if you are in Cusco in around July 16th, 17th, 18th, something around there every year. I could never say the words. Boyarca Utambo. I'll have to email you this.
I was going to say you'll have to spell it.
It's hard to say. But in Boyarca Utambo, in the middle of July every year, they have Fiestas de Carmen, which is their regional virgin saint. And the entire little tiny town just goes crazy. It's so cool to see. There's parades and dances and people with masks. And it kind of feels like a mini carnival. And if you go all the way up there, you can go to a place called Tres Cruces, which takes you to the very, very tippy top of one of the Andean mountains out here. And you can watch the sunrise from above the clouds. It's a really intense experience, but it's really, really beautiful. So I highly recommend, if you're in Cusco around that time, that you check out that festival. It's a very authentic Cuscanian festival, if you're into those sort of things.
Right. So with whom are you still in contact from your Spanish classes and Isela? You kind of mentioned that a teacher got you a coffee shop job and things like that.
Yeah, a couple of teachers I'm still very close with. Every time I go back to Lima, I see Antonio. He's a really, really, really good professor working out of Lima. And also here in Cusco, I'm in still very good contact with Eric, who's also a great professor. Very different styles, but very good, the two of them. Igor, the director of the Isela office, is very nice, very helpful. Some friends that I met in the program a couple of times randomly when I was in California, bumping into people that I was in classes with in Cusco was fun. Yeah, it's interesting how relationships continue through the process. Like, people that you wouldn't necessarily expect or think that you would still be in contact with, you randomly see on the travel circuit, or they put up a message. One of my friends who lived in Virginia on Facebook just put up a map. It was like, I'm doing a road trip and passing through California. I was like, oh, I'm going to be here. Like, you can stay at my house. And just happens like that sometimes randomly. It's really,
yeah,
it's a really nice way to keep in contact and see other areas and see other people.
Yeah, it makes the world seem so small too.
Yeah. Right.
So how has studying abroad and living in Peru shaped your worldview?
Oh man, so many ways. I think one of the main lessons I learned after spending so much time abroad and in Peru is from the Latin American lifestyle. Like, I feel like people here really know how to live and put 100% into what they do. Not to say that in the States that we don't, but we have a lot more pressure in the States to continually thinking about, what am I going to do in 5 years? What am I going to do tomorrow? If you're out with your friends, you're thinking about your family. If you're with your family, you're thinking about your girlfriend. If you're at work, you're thinking about the weekend. On the weekend, you're thinking about work. Here it's the opposite, you know. It's like, if you're with your family, you're with your family, you're conversating, you're really enjoying each other's company. If you're eating lunch, you do it for 2 hours, you know. You put your all into everything you do. When you're not working, we're not talking about work. Like, we're really enjoying the time that we're spending together, and vice versa. I think that's been the most important lesson for me.
Yeah, it makes things less stressful then, too, to just enjoy what you're doing.
Yeah, definitely.
So do you have any encouragement to our listeners who are trying to determine whether or not a Spanish immersion program would be a good fit for them?
I think that whoever you are, I think an immersion program would be really good. If you think you're too shy, I think it'll help you open up. I think if you're too confident, I think it'll help put you in your place a little bit. I think it's a really great experience for everyone.